This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our friends at the University of Mary. You know, working adults right now want to further their education. And they also want a solid value for the education, solid value for that money. They need flexible programming options that are affordable. They want a university that has a good tradition of academic excellence, a great one, in fact. So where do you go? University of Mary, flexible and affordable means something. Choosing your program mode. Working adults are offered online, on-site, or a blend of the two. You choose the right fit for your life. Affordability at the University of Mary means costs are truly competitive. Transparency means no hidden fees. A lot of the programs have tuition locked in, and support is second to none. Their faculty members are invested in your success and work with you throughout the entire program. Bottom line, University of Mary is where value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself, umary.edu, umary.edu. Check out the online portal. They do it right. We're at the K-Fire Agri International. Senator John Hovind joining us shortly. Before I leave today, I'm hoping we get to maybe 8,000 people that have donated to Giving Hearts Day, because we're tracking that number. And here we are on Tuesday. Thursday is Giving Hearts Day. Last year, 6,000 people donated their time, their talent, their treasure at givinghearts.org. I made a bold promise that if we doubled that number prior to Giving Hearts Day, my hair would be dyed red for the event. So right now I'm looking safe, but I would be happy to dye my hair red if you donate $10 or more, or of your time, or of your talents in any way. GivingHeartsDay.org will be there all day Thursday. Senator John Hovind coming in a minute, but first we want to talk to Jeff Lease from Dakota Community Bank and Trust. And Jeff's the VP there. Jeff, how are you? Good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good seeing you.
So this is a time when you're, I imagine, getting ready to say what a crop insurance rate's going to be, huh? Tell us about how you're doing that.
You bet. The month of February will set the crop insurance rates on the revenue products. So as the futures trades through the month of February here, that'll set the prices for the coming year. And it's on everybody's mind as we look forward. We're dry right now, but a lot of time before we need that moisture for the crop season, but everybody's got it on their mind. They want to know what crop insurance rates will be. Kind of gives them some security as they put the crop in the ground for the future.
Makes sense. Why, when somebody's thinking about crop insurance rates, when they're thinking about these challenging times in which we live in, what do you tell folks about why coming to Dakota Community Bank and Trust is a good decision? Even maybe if they think they have a pretty good relationship with their bank, what do you guys do better?
We really focus on relationships with our customers. We want to be a partner in the operation. We want to see the operation successful and grow. If it isn't growth that they want, but they just want to keep the operation in the family and hand it over to the next generation, we want to be there to help them along that same line. We got great people that a lot of them come from farms and ranches. We got several of them that grew up in commercial businesses. So we've got a lot of expertise in whatever line of borrowing that somebody has. Most of our people, you can sit down and talk to them. They'd have come off the farm. They know exactly what every farmer and rancher is going through, what's on their mind. The drought, the prices, the cattle prices, the crop prices, they've been there. They've been a part of it and are a good partner in the lending operation.
And in addition to talking to all those pros like yourself there, you look the owner in the eye, which is something that's pretty unique in the financial world these days, right?
You bet. You bet. Dale Polkey, Stan, they're available anytime. They're out in the community. If you're walking down the street, you might walk right by them, and they stop and will visit with you. They don't walk by. They're great, great people, great owners, great people to work for, great to have as a partner on your own operation.
Yeah, they really are good folks, great values, match the values of of North Dakotans in a big way. Nice to see you, Jeff, and I hope folks stop and see you here today and tomorrow at the show, right?
You bet.
Dakota Community Bank and Trust, Jeff Lee's there. Stop by the booth while you're here at the K-Fire Agra International today. We're waiting for Senator Hovind to join us. I know they have impeachment today in the sense that they're voting guilty or not guilty, and reminds me that three more people just walked by, and I got to mark this down where I can here on the yeses and noes. We have one yes from the, I forget her name. Do you remember the lady's name, the Russian lady? Yeah, what was her name, Todd? I don't remember her name. She had a very interesting
Elena.
Name. Elena. Elena, I think it was Elena. They're right. Okay. And then we also have Mike from Hazen. And we've had a lot of people that have said, the next time you talk to Mike, tell him he's number one with us. But they, they used a different finger than I'm usually used to there. But, Mike, we're glad you called.
Make sure you only put one vote for Mike, though.
Right, I only put one. Yeah, exactly right. All right, let's see here. Mike and Lamore is next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Going on that I need to start a communist party. Are you still there?
Now we aren't, but Mike, go ahead. Sorry, we didn't hear all he said. Start over.
I think what I need to do is run next election. I'm going to start a communist party, and I'm going to use all of the same criteria that was used in this last election, and I think I can hire an underground computer hacker to go in and change the votes enough to get me in. And I'm going to use all of the same rules that were used in this last election. And anybody that disagrees with me, it looks like I have the right to impeach them or shut them out in whatever way I need fit.
You see what he's doing there, Todd? He's drawing a pretty interesting. He's drawing a pretty interesting little idea there. You know, it is really amazing. All sense of reality has left people, hasn't it, Mike? It's just.
It is. Yeah. I don't know how far it has to go before it's going to be looked at and changed. If it can be done a little bit, why can't it be done a lot?
And it, no, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. And this is what we all need to. People awaken from what's happening. First of all, what are your news sources? Right? I mean, the caller last hour, Mike, he's got Donald Trump doing this. He's got Donald Trump doing that. And who's he relied on for all of that? He's relied on the media to do that. They there's no critical thinking. There's no journalism left for these media folks. There just isn't. I appreciate your call. Chris and Dickinson, I know you waited a long time. Real quick, Senator Hovind's raring to go here. So what's on your mind?
Thanks for my call. You still there?
We're having some phone issues here, obviously, Chris. Quickly, okay. Go ahead.
Okay. No, Trump is not guilty. I encourage your listeners to look up the James Clapper interrogation. You'll have to duck-duck-go it because I think Google is suppressing it. Facebook wiped it out last night. But it's a quite insightful interview with James Clapper. And thirdly, Brian Sicknick, there was no indication of blunt force trauma. It's been reported they're thinking it's a health issue what killed the Capitol Police officer. But right. There has not been any official cause of death released on that as well.
All right. Get more information. You got to get it on your own. You can't rely on the source out there. I would say that all day long. Question everything. Senator John Hovind joins us now on the Newsmaker line. Senator, thanks for taking the time.
Greetings, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners.
I want to ask you a number of things, Dave, but I'm going to start on the impeachment front just because it's front and center and you're there today. And one piece of evidence related to the Capitol Police officer has emerged. Has that investigation been before you or other members of the Senate or the House at all as to the facts of that day of, who got them in, who was in, how did it happen? Did this police officer receive a blunt force, instrument, injury? Was that not any of that stuff front and center yet?
No, that hasn't been provided to us at this point, Scott.
So that would sort of make even this question of whether or not Donald Trump is guilty almost premature, wouldn't it?
Well, one of the things that transpired is that the House went through this very fast, so they didn't have time to get that, or they didn't take time to get that type of evidence or, have those witnesses. And so now it comes over to us, and, certainly that's a question that we'll have to go through. And then, as you know, obviously the constitutionality as well.
Yeah, that pesky constitution that says you can only impeach a public official. And you actually have some Democrats saying, well, it doesn't say you can't. Is that what we've come down to in the Constitution now?
Well, really, you have to listen to constitutional experts, some of which we already have, particularly Jonathan Turley, who I think is one of the absolute leading constitutional authorities in the United States. He's at George Washington University. He teaches constitutional law there. And he went through it. Of course, Alan Dershowitz is another one. And for liberals, at least throughout my whole lifetime, Alan Dershowitz has been the guy on constitutionality. And, he, of course, he's a professor of constitutionality at Harvard. And both of them say, you know, it's not constitutional to, in essence, impeach a private citizen, which is the case now. And they look at the language where they say, you know, that it's for impeachment of the president. And since Donald Trump is not the president, in essence, you're trying to impeach at this point a private citizen. And the other hand, that's, of course, why the Chief Justice Roberts is not presiding over the trial as well.
Very interesting points there for sure. If you have a question or comment, by the way, for Senator Holman, it's welcome. He has some big news in his on the political side of the aisle. We're going to talk about here as well, in addition to some things that are happening in the news. We've got a new Biden administration in full force with executive orders. Get a chance to talk with the senator about the battles there. And anything else, 800-228-0550. One more impeachment question, then we'll get to this other stuff coming up on What's On Your Mind, live from the K-Fire Agri International. Milo Hotzenbuehler is going to be here in a few minutes.
Hey!
And with us on the program today, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for that coming up.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary, so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. Did I stop there today? Of course I did. Valley City, exit 292. You come off the interstate, you head a little bit north, easy in, easy out, home cooking. Grab and go convenience. No greasy burgers, none of that. Well, they have burgers, but they're not greasy. They're great. And they're made to order, just exactly like you like them in a fresh bun. And it's toasted, the whole thing, I'm telling you. And the home cooking, unbelievable hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie there today. Harwood has the meatball dinner, tater tot hot dish in Yulin, and West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and beefy noodle today. 12th Avenue North location of Petrol Serve USA, but every location, great food. I tell you, stop and see him. Tell him Scott sent you at Petrol Serve USA. Back with Senator John Hoeven. Senator, just last question on impeachment. How long will this last? It could last a long time if Democrats realize that they're this far in, they might as well finish this and you know, sort of get every kind of witness down there, and then the other side's going to have to call a witness, or they could kind of realize, I guess here's what I'm trying to say. If they don't call any witnesses, do they kind of realize this is going nowhere and they want to be done with it and you're done this week, or could this drag on even into next week?
Right now it looks like it might go about a week. If they decide they want witnesses, then actually it would go pretty long, because you'd actually have to stop the proceedings. You'd have to determine which witnesses to call. Then they'd have to have an opportunity to show up. First, you'd have to depose them, and that all takes time. So you'd really drag it out, and I don't know how long it would go if they would decide to call witnesses.
Let's talk a little bit about an announcement that was made last week, and it was a new story that was out there that's been confirmed, and that is that you are running for re-election. I think some people were a little surprised that you announced as early as you did. On the other hand, you've always thought these things get dragged out too much and too long and kind of too much hoopla, so I guess I wasn't totally surprised, but was that a tough decision?
Well, it really wasn't an announcement. I said what I always say, you know, at this point in the cycle, and that's that I'm planning to run again, but we're way ahead of things here. I mean, you're talking 2 years. You know, I've always been one that said campaigns going way, way, way too long, and I'm focused on the work. But at this point, I'm planning to run, and, you know, obviously all the campaigning stuff, that can wait for quite a while, if you ask me. But, you know, I think I got asked the question, I've been asked several times, because there's a number of senators that have announced they're not running. Very good friend of mine, Rob Portman from Ohio. Also, Richard Shelby, longtime serving senator. He's 86 now, actually. And so, you know, I got asked the question. I said, yeah, at this point, I'm planning to run. But hey, we're way too soon for that kind of stuff. That can wait till, you know, later, closer to, like I say, campaign's going too long.
Is there any reason you wouldn't run? I mean, if you've got some powerful positions. You've been, chair of some good subcommittees. Obviously, your seniority goes up, even with Democrats in control. Is there anything that would dissuade you from running other than Mikey and very cute grandkids?
Well, it's always up to the family. You know how that goes, Scott. You got a great family, so this is a team deal with my family all the way. But, you know, you make an important point. You know, I'm working on some things in ag and in energy and in small business and flood protection, a number of things for our military, the UAS. There are some things that I'm working on now that I think are going to have a really, really, that are already having a huge impact for North Dakota. And I'd like to see them through. Let me just give you one example real quick. You know, we cracked the code on the Bakken with horizontal drilling with many great entrepreneurs that you know very well. But we have a chance now to crack the code on carbon, on decarbonizing coal plants, coal-fired electricity, and leading the way forward with carbon capture. We have the leading coal industry, coal-fired electric industry, and converting it to natural gas in the world. Let's us be the ones that crack the code and think of the benefits to our state if we get that done. So those are the kind of things that keep me excited and keep me going, and I'm working on it. And that's what this is about, Scott. At the end of the day, getting things done for the great people of this state and the great people of this country. That's what this job is really about, and that's what I like and enjoy and honored to do.
I'm going to consolidate a large share of the texts I've had, and quite honestly, it's the same thing Senator Kramer gets asked, and Congressman Armstrong is getting in the way of feedback as well from listeners, and that is that many of the Trump faithful are spitting nails mad at you, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, for voting not to proceed with some sort of a pause or an investigation prior to the January 6th vote. Most of them acknowledge the courts blew it, the states blew it, so they get all that, but they thought, hey, you're the last line of defense. Even you guys didn't fight for him. What do you say to people that are still litigating the election and are mad at you and say, I'll never vote for you again? What do you say to them?
Well, again, it comes back to doing our job in terms of following the Constitution, just like we're talking about now, Scott. I think the Constitution is clear on that question. I think the Founding Fathers set it up that way because they want the states and the electoral college to determine who the president is, not Congress. And so, again, it comes down to following the Constitution. And I think Kevin and Kelly would, you know, giving you the same answer.
Do you believe that President Trump was cheated out of election? Do we know enough now, drip by drip? Mike Lindell's got a two-hour documentary out there. One big piece of this is a digital forensic footprint that evidently some whistleblowers, if that's the right word, came forward, said, we watch this stuff all the time. It was shut off on November 1st, but some patriots within the entity, whatever that is, the intel community, watched. And they actually have pulled out that footprint and say, look at the intrusions that came from China into Georgia into Michigan. They show these on maps. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but do you believe there is an element of the investigation that is yet incomplete as to whether this election was actually stolen from Donald Trump? What's your view on that?
Scott, Donald Trump himself has said the election is over, and he has acknowledged that the new administration, he's done it himself. He said it himself. And as far as the election going forward, you know, again, it's done at the state level, Scott, and that's where work needs to be done to make sure that there's the kind of transparency and so forth when it comes to mail-in balloting and absentee kind of balloting. That work really needs to be done at the state level. You know that. You know how it works.
Let's go to Don in Minot, the hometown of Senator Hoeven. Question for Senator Don. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Don. Go ahead for Senator Hoeven.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Don.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, Senator Hoeven.
How are you?
I think that good. I'm calling from Chicago, but I live up in Minot. Anyway, I think that this whole thing is done more as is going to be a distraction for what the Democrats are really doing behind the scenes as far as taking this economy down and getting whatever agenda that they've got going through. It's about destroying Trump too. They are afraid that he could make a comeback, and they want to destroy him and his family.
Interesting theory, Don. Let's have the senator ask, because I only have less than a minute left. Is this a distraction by the Democrats, and are, being what they proposed in the way of spending, the $1.9 trillion of the COVID thing, are they going to take down the economy, Senator?
Well, first, Donald, thanks for calling in. And like you, I've lived a lot in Minot, but I also lived in Chicago for a while, so we got that in common. And, you know, look at these executive orders that this administration has issued, blocking any and all energy development on our federal lands. That, you know, that's something we do in a huge, huge way. We do it with good environmental stewardship, blocking things like the Keystone XL pipeline, taking steps unilaterally now, working with Democrats in Congress to force through a bill with no Republican votes that's going to spend $1.9 trillion when we haven't even spent the COVID relief funds that we've already appropriated. So those are the kind of things that you're right to focus on. And I think at the end of the day, that's the real key, because I think we've got the right plan in terms of empowering people, the right approach for our state and our country. I think where President Biden, the Democrats, going is hurting our country. And
we'll have to leave it there. They missed a big opportunity. The Democrats missed a huge opportunity at unity, Don, and I think it'll turn out better for Republicans in the end. Thanks, Senator. Got to go.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift. The gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 Equipment Auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Anamoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A hacker tried to poison the water system in Pinellas County, Florida.
Police say a hacker accessed the network of the city of Oldsmar's water treatment plant, attempting to increase the amount of sodium hydroxide in the water system. The chemical, also known as lye, is used to remove metals and control acidity in drinking water, and is also the main ingredient in liquid drain cleaners. A worker quickly noticed the change and corrected the system before the chemical had a chance to flood into the water supply. Police say they currently have no indication why Oldsmar was targeted or where the hack originated from. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Pinellas County is part of the Tampa-St. Petersburg-Clearwater, Florida area. The Senate has approved President Biden's nominee to be Deputy Defense Secretary, making her the first woman to be confirmed for the job by the Senate. Senators confirmed Kathleen Hicks in a voice vote Monday night. Hicks served as deputy under Secretary of Defense during the Obama administration. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
There we go.
There's some music now.
Yeah, we got the music. We're cranking.
Woo!
All right, back on What's On Your Mind, live from the Cape Fire Agri International today. We have a celebrity in the house, Todd.
I know.
And, you know, some people are going to say, what, is Elvis alive again? No, we're topping Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
This is North Dakota's Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. Stay tuned for that. Let me tell you, we're brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. They have technology now that can zap what's left of COVID. Now, they will not call it that. That's my words, not their words. Because what they will tell you is they have a product that kills viruses, mold spores, odors, bacteria. So the bad stuff in your air, that's what it does. Now it goes into the existing HVAC equipment, you know. I know schools, nursing homes, and restaurants, bars, whatnot, that are putting this in, and they've said, look, we've not had one case. I know of one restaurant said, we put this in very early on, not one case. So it helps for sure. It helps for sure. Why wouldn't you want to be safe? Call them at 223-3393, 223-3393 at H.A. Thompson & Sons, and they'll help you. Quick pricing, quick installation, all of that are online at hatandsons.com. Jim's here from Big O Tires. Jim's phone's ringing off the hook. People want the tires, don't they?
They want tires. We got deals going on right now.
You do?
You bet. We got $100 off on Firestone. We got $100 off of Goodyear Farm Tires, and we got sales in the store, Michelin, $140.
Now, wait a minute. You just said Michelin, you said Firestone, and you said Goodyear.
Yes, we sell every brand almost around.
Wow. And yep. What one tire do you put on more than anything?
Well, the big old branded tire.
The big old branded tire.
That's made in the USA, comes with free road hazard, and mileage warranty on it.
Now, what size is the big one? Tractor tires? Tires?
We make pickup. Car, light truck, bicycle, motorcycles, everything.
Everything. Big O Tires and Mandan. And you're here at the K-Fire Agri International.
We're here. We got a booth. Come see us. We're giving deals, giving prizes away.
Prizes and deals.
Yep. And we'll be here for 2 days.
God bless you. Thanks, Jim.
Okay, thank you.
Good to see you, Jim, from Big O Tires and Mandan. Be here for both days with the K-Fire Agri International. 800-228-0550. Let's see here. Texter says, tell Senator Hovind not to get so defensive about the election. Deep down, he did not want Trump in there.
Whoa.
Good really? Question about the election. Keep it up. I guarantee you John Hovind wanted Donald Trump in there. Because look what happened for North Dakota as a result of 4 years of Donald Trump. This is what people that see that the name Donald Trump don't understand. Everything that makes North Dakota go was better under Donald Trump.
Well, and look what's happening with Biden going in there.
Correct.
We hit the brakes.
Going the exact opposite direction. I'm talking about agriculture. I'm talking about energy. I'm talking about oil and gas. I'm talking about, mineral rights. I'm talking about, everything. Everything you care about. How about transgender studies being included in every textbook? They're pushing that right now, right? They're also saying, look, if you provide health insurance to anybody, if you want to provide them health insurance, what you hold in the way of values, so maybe you believe that, you know, God decides if someone's a man or a woman and it ends there, right? Maybe that's your personal belief, Todd.
Mm-hmm.
You can have that, right, as a personal belief. You are now mandated by the federal government under Joe Biden's plan to say, no. If Joe works for you and he wants to be Jill, that Jill, you have to pay for Joe to become Jill. Now, again, Joe becoming Jill is something, in my mind, it is between that person, their doctor, their family. I'm not going to say whether that's right or wrong for them.
Right.
I personally believe God decides to be Joe or Jill.
Employer,
exactly right. So what I'm saying is everything that you care about is different. So I didn't think that Senator Hope was necessarily defensive. I think they have gotten a little testy. Senator Kramer has as well. From time to time, Congressman Armstrong hasn't been on the show. Since that vote, because
I'll have to ask him about that.
He says we're whipping up people. So you know,
whipping, what's whipping up?
I think he means we did what they believe Donald Trump did at the Capitol.
Oh,
or you know, saying, hey, what do you believe?
Oh, you're the one who took the buzz from Bismarck to go over there and riot everybody.
Somebody said, did Senator Hoeven even look at the election fraud? I don't know, but again, what I think Senator Hoeven, Congressman Armstrong, and Senator Kramer said well is their interpretation of the Constitution is their role was to decide whatever was in the envelope that Mike Pence was handed is electors for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And Milo just handed me an envelope, so I'll reenact this. So Milo is Mike Pence. Do you mind being Mike Pence for the purposes of this conversation, Milo?
Hot dog, I'll get a raise.
Yeah, exactly right. So Milo is Donald, he's Mike Pence.
By the way, it's a Dr. Chill.
Oh, it's Dr. Chill?
If Chill wants to become Chill, it's Dr. Chill.
Dr. Chill.
I heard that on the news.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Anyway, I'm going to get to Milo here, but I think what the members of our delegation say is this. Their role in Congress was whatever Mike Pence pulls out of the envelope, they have to vote on it. So the electors have to be decided by the states, and if the states screw up, the courts have to decide, and they both punted. Do you know what I mean by punted? I'm not saying like on the football field and punted. I'm saying they kicked the ball down the road.
Yeah.
Am I tracking with you now on this?
Section Road.
Section Road. Okay, yeah, very good. I should have added Section Road.
Yeah.
Texter Gale says, Scott, being senator would not give you, would rather give you an answer on the voting shenanigans. He said we just need to move on. Does that mean he approves on what happened to Trump and the cheating when there's nothing to see here? We'll ask him next time, okay? Kenny says, all three members of our delegation will not talk about Trump because it will affect their future funding for the campaign. Example, Microsoft announced they will not make any donation to any member of Congress if they bring Trump up. These guys are worried about the next election. That's it. I don't know if I agree with that. I'll ask you and tell me that reflects, if you ask me, that reflects more poorly on Microsoft than anything. All right, Linda in Fargo, and then, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis is in the house. It's not really Elvis, but it's the closest thing North Dakota. Better than
better
Elvis.
Than,
thank you, Todd. Yeah.
Elvis, yeah.
Go ahead, Linda. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hi. My thought is that they might be defensive now, but what the time when they should have been a little bit defensive and raising concerns was when states were violating their own election laws and they were allowing governors to decide that you can have mail-in ballots, and they had courts deciding you can extend to that voting time. At that time, I think our legislative group should have raised a flag and said, hey, guys, we've got some serious concerns here, and I didn't see them doing that.
Those are good points, Linda. You're a wise woman. Thank you so much. Brian in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Scott. Hey, I just find it curious how every time you ask these guys if they believe there was election fraud, they don't. And, you know, he said Trump himself admitted it. Well, Trump didn't admit it. He let the other regime take over, but he didn't never admit that. But then they immediately follow it with, if we want to change this, we have to go to the state legislatures and change it. Well, what's there to change if there was no election fraud?
Very interesting.
Right.
Yeah, because the true question is, was there election fraud or not? The states have answered that, but poorly, in my mind. So, you know, look, we just need the facts out. We need the facts. Mike Lindell has an absolute bombshell of a two-hour documentary. I would say most of it we've heard about. Dead people voting. Antrim County is one that's really interesting in Michigan. Does anybody follow this? Do you know where, Milo, do you know where Antrim County in Michigan is?
No.
Okay, I don't either.
Not off my hand.
Right, but 148 people voted there. It's a small place, evidently.
Yeah.
Okay. And of the 148, it's a big Republican county.
Yeah.
Okay. They always vote Republican there in Antrim County. How do they vote where you live?
Usually that way, I think.
Okay, a little on the conservative side.
Yeah, okay. So.
All right, so this is how they do it in Antrim County as well. And what happened is, I don't know what the exact number was, but like 140 people showed up as voting for Biden, and 8 showed up for Donald Trump. And somebody said, this stinks. Actually, they said something's rotten in Denmark. What does that mean anyway, something's rotten?
I thought you said Michigan.
Well, it was Michigan, but I'm saying they were saying something's wrong in Denmark.
Oh.
Why do people say that? It's a phrase.
That's from Shakespeare.
Oh, is it really?
I'm no dummy.
Yeah, I know you aren't. I had no idea that came from Shakespeare.
Oh, no, that's from that play about the young pig, Hamlet.
Is that right?
From there.
Oh, did you know that? I had no idea.
I know these things.
I need Milo as a regular here on the program.
I am a man about town.
Right, you are.
We don't live in town. But I'm about town.
You're about town.
Yeah.
There's another one of those things. But anyway, so get a load of this, Milo. Antrim County, Michigan. Neither of us know where it is. But the vote comes out and they say 140 for Biden, 8 for Trump. Something like that. I forget the makeup. But somebody said, this is ridiculous. You know what they did? They went down to the coffee shop in Antrim County and they started saying, did you vote? Yeah. Who'd you vote for? Trump, of course. And they did that a few days, and they found there were 140 people that voted for Trump and only 8 for Biden. So they had it backwards. So somebody said, wait a minute here, what's going on? And they go down to the county auditor, and the county auditor says, I made a mistake. And she switched him. Do you believe the county auditor?
When we get things crossed on the farm, your tractor won't start.
Is that right?
Because there's only two ways.
Well, I understand, but when the tractor won't start, whose fault is it? The tractor or you?
Now, if somebody sneaks in and crosses your battery leads... That's their fault. Yeah.
Does that happen on the farm a lot?
No, it never has.
Right.
It could happen. It could.
Right. So you're saying she could be right, but not likely, because you don't cross the battery cables all that often.
No.
That's what I hear you saying. Yeah.
No, not unless you're dumb.
Right, yeah, and we don't have that. So anyway, these callers have a good point, is what I'm saying. And Michael Lindell's documentary... It ends with some impeccable sources. One, a former counterintelligence guy. One, a general, top number three general in the Air Force. I think he retired in the Obama administration, General Thomas McInerney, who's known about this program, said it exists. And a woman who knows whistleblowers that said there was a digital forensic footprint that can show you from China intrusions into our election system on the very night these votes changed. Okay? That's all I'm telling you. Now, the people that know this have not come forward yet. I think they need to, but I appreciate it very much. One last emailer, and then we're going to talk to Milo a little more. And are you going to play the guitar? You got the guitar with you.
I got my goiter. I can play.
That's your goiter?
Yeah.
See the doctor about that.
I'm holding it up to the microphone so you can see it.
Yeah, I don't like seeing your goiter. I like the guitar, but...
This is a good one. Yeah.
The goiter I can do without.
Yeah.
This is
the kind you don't pluck into the wall.
You don't pluck into the wall.
No. Some of them have to pluck on there.
Oh, so the plug.
Yeah, so they run on the current. Not this one.
Say, I'm partially German.
This is organic.
German? Okay, I'm German. I got a little German in me. Okay? And my mother was German.
Yeah.
All German. She had a Ditburner for that one side and Tilgus on the other side.
Ditburner? Is that on the computer?
No, that was her mom's name.
Oh.
Her maiden name. She was a Ditburner.
Okay.
So I'm saying, I got a lot of German in me. How do I talk like a real German? Because I feel like I've lost it.
You hang around other Germans, for start.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And then,
you big city people, you lose your roots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do I eat to know if I'm German or not?
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. I don't like sauerkraut much.
Well, Knepfle's
what?
Good.
Knepfle?
Yeah.
He just said Knepfle. I thought it was Knepfle.
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 Well, it starts with a K. How do you spell it?
It depends how much time you have, whether you pronounce it.
See, ladies and gentlemen, the real live Milo Hotzenbuehler is with us here.
Yeah.
Where do you call home these days?
Strasburg. Same place.
Yeah, same place.
8 miles east of town and a half.
Okay, and a half.
Yeah. Drove up here this morning. Oh, what a drive.
East of town and a half.
Yeah, well, that's where we live. 8 miles east of town and a half.
Yeah, okay.
And I drive into Strasburg. Oh, yeah, that's cold out there. The wind against you. It took me until 2 miles this side of Monongah to clear all the frost from the windshield.
How do you spell Monongah?
Finally had it clear. I didn't want to stop in Bismarck with a clear windshield. I wanted to keep going.
Well, yeah.
Is there a Z in Bismarck?
Is there a Z in Bismarck?
Monongah? Bismarck.
Oh, Bismarck.
Bismarck. B-I-S-M-A-R and then
there
K-C.
There is no Z.
Yeah.
Bismarck.
Bismarck.
It's like
around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors.
We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMille. Visit givingheartsday.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Stacey Boster, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Boster, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
Let's ask Brock Walker from Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. We receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in the state and in other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My car by Schwann Buick GMC.com. And don't forget about Cadillacs, the Super Cruise review. I have just posted it. I have tried it out. It is awesome. But even if that's not your thing, hopefully a heated steering wheel and heated seats will be. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
We are with Milo Hotzenbueller, the one and only, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, I've never laughed harder. And I've seen Jerry Seinfeld, I've seen Rich Little, I've seen some of the best comedians out there. I had to go down to a knee, I was laughing so hard from this guy. Because he is us, you realize. He's just a mirror of what we are.
I have that effect on people,
Scott. Yeah, you're Scott?
Scott.
My name is spelled S-C-O-T-T.
That's what I said.
Oh, you said Scott.
S-C-O-T-T, Scott.
Some texter here says, I should eat Kuchen. Kuchen?
Coogan.
Coogan. How do you spell Coogan?
K-U-C-H-E-N, Coogan.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with people.
You've
around.
Never had Coogan?
Know.
And they also said that phrase should be not rotten in Denmark, but maybe something's rotten in D.C.
Okay.
Would you go with
that's
that?
True. If you say so.
Okay. And
I'm careful about getting tangled up in politics because people can get the wrong impression. My Papa Reini, he ran for political office 4 years ago in Strasbourg.
Okay.
Yeah, he wanted to be on the town council, but he lost. His opponent said there was collusion with Germans from Russia.
Well, there was. It's probably a factual statement. Exactly right.
Well, that's what most of us are down there.
Could you warm up with one of your great songs?
You want to hear a song?
Yeah. Not quite yet. Warm up, because I'm going to talk warm up.
La, la, la. Woo.
Pastor Phil Wolverton is here with the Giving Hearts Day while Milo's warming up, and he's going to tell us about Adult and Teen Challenge, one of the beneficiaries of the great Giving Hearts Day. Pastor Wolverton, I love what you guys do. Tell folks, if they don't know, what they need to know about Adult and Teen Challenge.
Adult and Teen Challenge is here to help the broken, the lost, and the hopeless overcome life-controlling issues in order to find hope and healing in all areas of their life. And we are rescuing individuals caught in substance abuse and addiction, and we are restoring relationships with families and communities and breaking the cycle of generational addiction and poverty for families.
It is life-changing, and it almost is like an understatement what these folks do. It really is. I've seen it in action. Been at their benefits and banquets, and you know what? They don't get to have as many of those these days because, you know, half the population's been scared to death by the media and politicians about what COVID really is, and rather than just doing the simple things that really protect you. But that's a whole other show. The problem is, you know, if you don't know about Adult and Teen Challenge, you can't possibly know the good they do, and if you donate, your dollar goes so far. It really does. So Giving Hearts Day is a great day to do that. You'll find them at givingheartsday.org, and if you donate today to them, $10 or more, there's a chance I'll be wearing red hair on Giving Hearts Day. We're about, I don't know, about 6,000, 5,000, somewhere before the show. We had a long ways to go, so get it done at givingheartsday.com. Thank you, Phil, and we'll see you soon. Good luck on Giving Hearts Day.
Thank you, Scott. God bless.
God bless you. Pastor Phil Wolverton, I'm telling you, they do life-changing work. Did we give you enough time to warm up?
Oh, yeah. I was warmed up when I got in the building.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because it's cold outside.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, warmed up, I meant like the musical talent store.
Oh, that's ready to go.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay. And you're going to play your goiter?
If you wish. Yeah.
Okay.
I got it right here.
I don't know.
Four strings. Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Okay. Yeah. And if folks want you at their event, and you're doing events right now.
This is a good time to plan your summer event.
Okay.
You know, this crazy virus, this is letting up.
The virus?
It's time for you to plan ahead. People want to go out and enjoy themselves.
Of course they do. They need to laugh now more than ever.
They need to get inspired by a rock and roll farmer like me.
Exactly.
And I do it like nobody. They chump up and they run to the stage.
What is
Milo?
How do you spell chump?
Chump. C-H-U-M-P.
Okay,
chump.
Anyway, they go Milo. They jump up. They're having so much fun.
Todd, did you check this guy's resume before you let him on the air?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He doesn't know how to spell anything.
Okay. So play the goiter for us.
Okay.
And if folks want you to come to their event, what do they do?
Farmboymusic.com.
Farmboymusic.com.
I have traveled all over the country doing rock and roll concerts. I'm famous in many, many spots.
Yeah.
People love me wherever I go.
I could...
Farmboymusic.com or call my cellulite phone, 391 Milo. M-Y-L-O.
391 Milo.
391 Milo.
Yeah,
that rings in my pocket.
Your cellulite phone.
It is cellulite phone.
Yeah, even when I take my overhauls.
Let's have a song here.
Yeah.
This man's talented. We kept Elvis from singing.
This is to inspire you.
Okay.
Yeah. Folks aren't dumb where I come from. They're getting through this healthy. They don't succumb because of what they've done. They're doing herd immunity. Doing herd immunity. Keep exposed to the folks you know. Well, I'm in the wrong spot for the most folks you know. And grow your antibodies.
Yeah.
You'll get strong when you sing this song. You're getting herd immunity. Everybody,
woo!
Getting herd immunity. Go get tough, I'm a figuring. We can all be resistant to anything. With a chump and a shout, get the door, go out. Don't turn into a sauerkraut.
Right.
Get herd immunity.
Yeah,
herd immunity. My
plant has antibodies,
yeah,
they will save the day.
Yes.
That virus saw her coming. It kept 6 feet away. Oh, we've been stuck at home all alone. Being cooped up makes us gloomy. Get your shoes, get the car, go where people are, and you'll get herd immunity. You'll get herd immunity.
I love it. I love it. There's more.
Great. Hire me for a concert, and you'll get the full-length version of that and many, many other hit songs of mine, like the wreck of the wreck of my old Uncle Harold. That's a great song.
Yes, and many more. I have his CDs. I laugh along with Milo when I'm on
the road. That's right. My rock and roll classic, too, Brand on the Bun. That's a good one, too.
Hit
me. Farmboymusic.com.
Or call
391 Milo, M-Y-L-O.
Got it. Brought to you today by PetraServe USA, folks. Stop for their great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. Milo Hotzenbuehler, what a rock star.
I sent
you. We survived 2020. From COVID to markets or politics to adverse weather, as the strong, we will endure. This is Aaron Schlinker from Wilkinson Farm Sementals. If you want progressive bull genetics with the grit and determination you show each day, please join us for our 23rd annual Breeding for the Future production sale, Wednesday, February 10th at 1 p.m., located at CBRB Sale Facility, just south of our ranch. Find us on Facebook or at WilkinsonFarmSementals.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.